has accused the opposition of undermining confidence in Australia's vaccine rollout. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese was scathing in his assessment of the government's vaccine strategy.
Scott Morrison said that we're at the front of the queue. Nothing could be further from the truth. Australia is struggling to get into the top 100 when it comes to the rollout of the vaccine.
The rollout has been further delayed amid concerns the AstraZeneca jab may cause blood clots in rare circumstances. Liberal Senator Simon Birmingham told Sky the situation is disappointing but out of the government's control.
Frankly, it's quite pathetic to be hearing Anthony Albanese there behaving like he's some sort of giant Nostradamus type figure who can see into the future and predict what will happen.
Protests are planned across the country tomorrow, marking the 30th anniversary of the Royal Commission into Aboriginal Deaths in Custody. Demonstrations will take place in Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane, Alice Springs and Lismore in northeastern New South Wales. Perth will also host a protest next Thursday. At least 470 Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people have died in police and prison custody since the report was handed down. Labor Senator Pat Dodson says the toll is a national shame. Australia's west coast is bracing for severe weather conditions, including strong winds and intense rainfall. Tropical cyclone Seroja is expected to cross the coast late Sunday or early Monday between Carnarvon and Durian Bay. An urgent warning has been issued to holidaymakers camping or travelling in caravans in Western Australia's north. Seroja was responsible for deadly flooding and landslides across parts of Indonesia. Matt Gudinski has succeeded his late father Michael as chief executive of the music publishing firm Mushroom Group. The announcement was made 5 weeks after the sudden death of the Australian entertainment stalwart. Matt has been executive director of Mushroom Group since 2013, when he was confirmed as his father's successor. In a statement, he says he is determined to honour his father's legacy. And in golf, Mark Leishman is the best placed Australian after day one of the Masters. Leishman came out firing at Augusta, scoring 4 birdies in the first 6 holes. However, he finished with an even par 72. The Victorian is 7 shots behind clubhouse leader Justin Rose. Former world number one Rory McIlroy had a day to forget, shooting 4 over and even hitting his own father in the leg with an errant shot on the 7th hole. And big-hitting American Bryson DeChambeau also hit 4 over, again failing to meet expectations at Augusta.
National Radio News is supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation, cbf.org.au.
And now for the latest weather on Alive 90.5.
Minutes past one here on Alive 90.5. This is Business Insights with Matt and Mario. And guys, we've had an interesting last hour. But in terms of the weather today, guys, we are currently sitting at 24.5 degrees with a top of 29 today. Quite possible late showers, it's looking like today. Tomorrow, tops of 25, mostly sunny. On Sunday, we're going to have 21, mostly sunny. Bit of a cooler weekend. And then a cool start to the week as well next week. 21 degrees, sunny day on Monday. And guys, I'm looking forward to the week. I don't know about you guys, but it looks pretty good.
And now, on Alive 90.5, here's the latest traffic information.
Coming up, so here at Silverwater Road, off-ramp from M4 motorway, we've had a breakdown of a truck, westbound traffic affected, and guys have reduced your speed and exercised some caution there. Roselle, Victoria Road at Terry Street, there's been emergency roadwork, heavy traffic conditions, expect some significant delays today as well. 2 out of 3 westbound lanes are closed, so guys, allow extra travel time, exercise some caution there. Mount Wilson to Mount Tuma, Bell's Line of Road between Mount Wilson Road and Rainbow Ravine Road. There's been a hazard there with a landslide. Road's been closed in both directions. You might need to find a different route if you're going that way. And Megalong Valley, Megalong Road at Shipley Road. There's been a hazard there with the landslide there as well. There's been a traffic affected in both directions. Might want to avoid the area and exercise some caution there as well. Guys, what a blessing it's been today here on Alive 19.5. Here we've been very blessed with a very lovely guest. Kitty, Mario and I have had the time of our lives when we've been interviewing her, getting to know her story. She's been sharing some personal gems. She really has a lot to share, a lot of wisdom under such a dark past as well. I've got to say, I've been very, very inspired and truly blessed to have this opportunity.
If we have that some type of reward in this studio, we should consider truly giving the Kitty and the privilege. It consists from this that we have the privilege, Martin and I and previously Darren, interview so many business people, entrepreneurs, and all those who make the difference in today's society and their humble starts and, you know, how they live to their life. However, there's a very few interviews I can say in past 2 years that actually strike me, and that never expect conversation with our guests in studio on that topic. But the dark past actually brought you some temporary lightning, and then you have some other experiences as well in life, but you continue still grinding, you still hustling, you going ahead. And as mentioned beginning, Matt, at the beginning of the show, I met Kitty virtually, right? Because, you know, we are, must be COVID safe, so we exchanged messages on LinkedIn, and I was impressed always with her posts. And, you know, I always said to myself, I'd like to see this person on our radio show. Now, combining your work experience, your life experience, and Kitty as well. So, Kitty, moving that forward, what makes you run away from PhD, as I might ask you in a break?
Oh, yes, that's a good question. You know what? No one's actually asked me that question, and I'm really glad.
No, don't worry, we have more questions nobody asked before.
I'm really glad you did, because I feel like a lot of people don't pick up on that. Like, they just gloss over and they don't ask. But I do. I actually have a book coming out in November.
Your book.
That's exciting. Yes.
Oh, well, then, Matt, book pencil this down. You must come, okay? Talk to us.
In the preface to the book, I actually gloss over this PhD question. So I'm really glad that you asked it. So let's just say I've started my PhD. I'm at, you know, the best business school in the country. I'm the recipient of the number one scholarship in the university. So it's all about, you know, what I can deliver for the university, having overseas and domestic travel stipends. I can do conferences. You know, the world is my oyster, so to speak, when it comes to academia. And I was there doing my PhD because in my mind, I wanted to have an impact. I wanted my research and what I did, even if it were just in a little cornerstone of the world, I wanted what I found in my research to make a difference to someone or to some aspect of the area that I was studying, which was transformational leadership. And my PhD supervisor at the time, you know, knew that I was, you know, gusto and passion and all about change. And he one day just said to me, if you want to change the world, Kitty, don't do a PhD, go and write a book. And I know it was an offhand remark of his, but it really hit home. It really did. And I remember I went home and I wondered why the heck I'm doing this doctorate. Why am I here? Because I felt like I was, if I speak freely, a pawn of the university, that they saw I was smart, I could get them something, you know, I could make a name for them. And it was all politics. And I went, why am I here? I'm here because I actually want to make change. So I really gave it some thought. And I pulled out of my doctorate, and I literally pulled out of probably, you know, it was, people would say it was stupid of me. Like, the world was my oyster.
You know, like, when I ask you, and Matt can answer this question to me, we are all subject of the judgments. And I learned later in my life, after some of my personal tragedies with my son, was seeing him being judged by society because it was epilepsy and everything else. I decide myself, I say, like, I don't care anymore who judge me. You know, I mean, you have no right to tell me nothing. And, you know, like, it's a waste of energy. Otherwise, I'm going to punch you in the face, which I quite often do, but not, I mean, not now, like before.
That was before, Mario.
But people judge us. So, like, who are the people who actually told you this, you know, regarding PhD, you know.
Told me, what do you mean? Who told me?
You know, why did you stop doing the PhD and the judgment you should continue or you should, why did you stop the PhD? Those people you expected mostly they're going to be support you or they've been maybe show the true face and be least supportive.
Yeah. It was actually the closest people to me that were, how do I say, the most poo-poo about me withdrawing from my doctorate.
Yeah.
And I think it was because they saw for me, you know, oh, this was stability, this is going to look good, this is, you know, she's smart, so this is the natural progression of where she should go. But I don't think they actually took the time to really go, what's her why? Like, what's her purpose? Like, what does she want to do? What makes her happy? And I think so much of the unhappiness that people experience is trying to fit into the mold of what they should do or where they should be going, etc. And they don't tap into themselves enough and work out what genuinely makes them happy. And funnily enough, what makes us happy often is so much simpler than what we think it's going to be. Like, we think we have to have this job or do this or do that or achieve this or achieve that. But they're all external things. And it's funny how the things that make us happiest are really simple.
I do have one more question before I give the mic to Matt. And, you know, through your life experience, and I never heard you say, oh, poor me, my life was a this, my life was that. So you don't complaining. You are not showing remorse to yourself in the sense of, you know, playing the victim. Now, do you believe, Kitty, and, you know, from your own experience, do you believe that people ever spend the time or genuinely asking how you are and what makes you happy?
Good question. I actually think they don't. I think there's, you know how when you go through the supermarket and you go, hi, how are you? And the person goes, yeah, I'm good. And it's like the response that is just received usually is, yeah, I'm good. But no,
it's like
one
routine.
But no one really digs deep or says anything, you know, other than the basics. No one actually says, oh, actually, I've had a bit of a rough day today or anything like that. And I think if you said that, the other person would be really surprised. They're not expecting that.
They're expecting a good, right?
It's all like just fluff, isn't it? Now. It's all fluff. But funnily enough, people I find tend to appreciate when you really ask someone, you know, how are you doing? And they can feel that you really mean it. And it's almost like it opens the door for them to be human and go, you know, I've had a bit of a rough day, or this is a bit crap, or that's not going well. And I feel like that's where we connect best. You know, it just cuts through that surface level of...
It's allowing to be genuine, right?
Yeah. And you know what? Authenticity is the catchword of the year. It's like everyone... Totally. Everyone just always talks about, yeah, it's about being real and being authentic. But do people really want other people to be real and authentic?
Yeah. Are they ready for that?
Are they ready for it? And how comfortable do we as human beings honestly feel being real and authentic? It has taken me a long time to honestly feel comfortable enough in my skin to be real and authentic. And I think it's still a learning process. I think I'm getting there. I'm like an onion that you peel back. And I'm like, I'm real and authentic to a certain point of comfort. And then I progress more and more. But it's so liberating.
Oh, absolutely. I think we're all on this journey of, I believe, becoming more comfortable, being vulnerable. But I'm curious, what was the turning point for you? What allowed that to come about? What allowed that, I suppose, side of Kitty to be unfolded?
Matt. Yeah. Do you mean, Matt, what helped allow me to be vulnerable?
Yeah. What was that point where it's like, no, it's okay to do this. No, maybe I could get some support from this as well. Was there a point in your life that allowed that to come about for you?
You know, It was not that long ago. So, you know, you may assume I'm going to say, yeah, I was in my 20s or I was in my 30s. It slowly started to peel away, but I actually think it was in the last few years. And there is somebody that I know in real life, but ironically, I met her virtually on LinkedIn. Here we go, Mario.
Don't look at me.
LinkedIn. And it was Paris Cutler on LinkedIn. I remember one day I was talking with her and she kind of touched on, she said, you know, if you want to do well in business, Katie, you have to be real. And I'm like, yeah, I am. And she's like, no, more real. Like, really real.
Can you explain on this when you say be more real? What does that mean, be real?
I think what Paris noticed in me was that, you know, I touched on the fact that I was a homeless teen. I touched on the fact that I was a high school dropout. I touched on the fact that I'd had a prior, you know, business. But I glossed over it. I didn't really be open and truthful and honest in a clearer and probably even to myself. I think I held a lot of shame, you know, about my childhood or things like that. Like, even though it wasn't my fault, I think adult survivors of child abuse or anyone that's gone through trauma in their childhood, intellectually we get that it wasn't our fault, but I think we do hold a sense of like guilt and shame, or somehow that if we were better, if we were more well behaved, if we, you know, pleased mummy and daddy more, maybe, you know, think life would have been different. I don't know. And I think it took a while for me to kind of really open up, and it was Paris that went, you know, authentic, real, transparent. Come on, Kitty. You know, you need to, you know, put all your cards on the table. And it was hard for me to get my head around. And I started tentatively. And then I actually saw people didn't really care. There wasn't the shame or the dislike that I thought I might get. And that kind of allowed me, that reinforcement allowed me to trickle
a little
bit more.
You remind me of the Matt opposite us. And the reason why I say you remind me of Matt, when I met Matt, I met him to the mutual friends, and Matt has a very powerful story. I said, like, I never met a person who tried to commit suicide, survive. And I witnessed many, many suicides, you know, and it's not pleasant feeling. Now, for me, the Matt is a star of every public speaking. Now, you come in as well, fitting that role right now, and this is what it is. It's become the lives becoming, and the market particularly, like a competition who has a more terrific story right now, you know what I mean? Oh, poor me, this and that. But the beauty of everything is, I was noticing Matt, you know, regardless of everything, you know, he's in a wheelchair. He tries to push to walk again. I never heard from you, you were playing the victim. And you, both of you, particularly your story, is a very, very powerful story, which we can learn so much. But let me ask a question so you can think about before we go for the break. You mentioned the book. And I want the next segment to talk about your business. From homeless girl to the very powerful real estate director, Kitty Parker. Matt,
I'm excited.
Should we take a break?
This. Absolutely, absolutely.
Let me guess what song is going to be. Can I see it? Well, I can't see it. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, Live 90.5 Business Insights with Matt and Mario. Mario and Matt will take you to break. And our guest in studio, Kitty Parker from Kitty Miles. Google it, Dr. Google. She's going to tell you everything. Hey.
Alive 90.5.
I've been calling. I've got endless reasons. Wait now. Say you still believe we run straight through fire, but we can do better, we can do better.
Don't think, don't speak. Let's just sit in silence. Every heartbeat makes it feel just like we run straight through fire. But we can do better, we can do better. Save our lost time, cause we can do
Lombardi Roasters, located in Blacktown, wholesale coffee roaster dedicated to providing customers with products and services needed to serve an excellent coffee. Providing homes and offices with special crafted blends of coffee in biodegradable Nespresso capsules in all your favourite cafe products. Order today, cafelombardiroasters.com.au. 0405 016 216 for your home coffee experience. The only coffee subscription you need is Cafe Lombardi Roasters, station sponsor, supporting the Sydney Children's Hospital Foundation, with a portion of sales donated towards their amazing work.
The director of Cherrybrook Real Estate, Sam Ramone, is a specialist in property management in residential in the Hills District. He prides himself on taking the stress out of property management and looking after your investment at a competitive rate. If you need property management, please call Sam Ramone from Cherrybrook Real Estate on 9980 9860. Station sponsor.
It's no big deal. When Nan's lawn gets long, you roll up your sleeves and mow it. Helping people's just what we do. So what would you do if they needed blood? One in three people you meet, know and care about will need a life-saving blood donation in their lifetime. One in three. With a donor centre near you, it's quicker and easier than you might think. So please roll up your sleeves and give blood. Find out more at donateblood.com.au. Or call Red Cross Blood Service on 13 95 96.
It's all I listen to. Alive 90.5. Playing cool music.
Minutes past 1 here on Alive 90.5. This is Business Insights with Matt and Mario. We've had an interesting, very, very, very interesting, insightful and inspiring story from Kitty, I got to say. But Kitty, we're also here. This show is called Business Insights. We are very intrigued by you, your story, and the person you are. However, as a specialist buyer's agent, we want to know more about that.
Yeah, what's a specialist buyer agent, you know what I mean?
But you don't hear that every day.
No, I'm not. I got the first mortgage, and then I lost the home in, a GFC, and, you know, then got second home, and, you know, everything was just two mortgages. You know, I'd never been in that space. So as I met, touched that subject, you're a very successful entrepreneur, very successful, because I know you are. There's a lot of things that people can see on the internet and they do diligence. Being the female in the world of real estate, but firstly, how did you come to the idea from homeless girl, become the real estate lady and helping other ones to find the roof above their head, plus, you know, the book and everything else? So tell us more about your business. Why did you start this?
I would love.
Thank you very much, Kitty. That was a big introduction for us.
I would love to tell you, you know, some grand story about how I started Kitty and Miles. But the truth is, I kind of fell into it. It was actually a business colleague that gave me the idea. I had purchased investment property as I'd been successful in my prior business, and I utilized a buyer's agent in my prior business to buy investment property, and it was a bit of a ho-hum kind of experience. And you know what, I went back and did it again and bought a second investment property through a buyer's agent again, another buyer's agent, another ho-hum experience. So when it came to the point of me selling my last business and, you know, having a bit of a time off and then going, what do I want to do now? It was a business colleague that said, you know what, you've utilized buyer's agents yourself in the buying of property. You had some mediocre experiences there. If anyone would know what is really required to give, you know, really good customer service and a really good experience, it would be you. And I gave it some thought. At first I went, oh, what, that's a bit of a silly idea. And then I came back and went, you know what, I am kind of a natural advocate. That's kind of where I position myself. I naturally care about people, and I feel like I was gifted, you know, these smarts, this intelligence, and that, you know, I need to utilize that for the good of others. You don't just get given these gifts or these qualities just to, you know, waste them away, you know. And I thought about it, I went, I actually feel like I would be a very good advocate for others in their buying of property. I would understand what their needs are. Obviously, I had a background in statistics and data from my university, and so that would come in handy. I had a psychology degree. Well, hey, that gives me a bit of a fine-tuned understanding of human behavior. And so really all I needed was the real estate license to do that. So being a buyer's agent actually kind of merged all the different areas of my background. And I think at the core of it as well, there was, from my childhood and the instability of my upbringing, I had a really deep emotional understanding of what a home means to someone and how it's not just bricks and mortar, it's not just a place where you sleep at night, that it really becomes, for many people, it's your sanctuary, it's your safe place, or for some people it's their unsafe place. But how much a home really means to people, and it's more than just a transaction, like, you know, someone buying a home or that it's deeply meaningful, and that people will bring to the home buying process so much of their backstory, their issues, their emotions. They won't realize it. So it's not that they put it all on the table for you as a buyer's agent, but you know that there's so much more coming to that than just, yeah, I need a property, can you buy?
You probably feel it as well, right?
So don't you think that you have some gift, you know, like, you know, despite all, I would call traumatic experiences in life, don't you believe that you have the gift given to you to communicate with the people, number one, to understand them better because of your past, and not just education, everybody can have that education, even myself. By the way, what was your PhD thesis about?
It was transformational leadership. So it was in the School of Business.
Yeah.
And it was talking about transformational leadership skills, like what personality qualities and what facets come together in people to really make them transformational leaders.
The reason I'm asking this, if you didn't finish, you know what I mean? If you've done quite good, you can give it to me so I can do it for my one, you know what I mean? You're listening a lot, 90.5 Business Insights with Matt and Mario. And we'll take a short break. Our great guest in studio, Kitty. And Kitty Miles Agency, Google it, you're going to see it. Matt, what do you think so far about our guest?
I'm intrigued. I can't wait to find out more, and I can't wait to ask more questions. Guys, 1:30, Alive 9.5, Business Insights with Matt and Mario.
Me by surprise, wasn't looking where I addicted to you. Hooked on your love like a powerful drug. I can't get enough of you. Lost in your eyes, drowning in blue. Out of control, what can I do? I'm addicted to you. Midnight blows in.
That paying for a funeral can be a financial burden. However, have you ever thought of paying off a prepaid funeral? With none of the ongoing premiums that is associated with funeral insurance, $1,000 can get you started. Hills Family Funerals, a family-owned and operated business of 35 years, can make it easier for you. Call 02-9659-0900. Ask for Richard Spiteri or speak to one of the friendly staff members to learn how. Get assistance today. Call Hills Family Funerals, station sponsor.
For over 25 years, ATP Accounting and Taxation Professionals has been doing business accountancy, tax agency and advisory. Based in Norwest Business Park, Farid Zeki, founder of ATP, is passionate about helping clients grow their business, achieve greater profits, enjoy wealth, minimise tax, maintain cash flow and protect assets. If you are a business or individual who plans to succeed in wealth management and greater financial freedom, please call Farid on 8850-3888 or email farid@atpaccounting.com.au. He is always open for business connections and opportunities. atpaccounting.com.au, your friendly accounting and taxation professionals. Station sponsor.
Alive 90.5.
Business Insights with Matt and Mario. My name is Mario Beckes and the co-host of this awesome Business Radio Talk Show, and a true privilege to host today Kitty Parker, the managing director of the Kitty Miles, the real estate agency, and her story is truly moving. I always say I have right to say this because after 2 years spending in the studio together with Matt and Darren, we interviewed hundreds of people, and very few stories actually you can resonate with. Today it is Kitty Parker, and I'm inviting you to come to our website alive905.com.au to check the podcast Business Insights with Matt and Mario on the radio show interview in a formal podcast with the Kitty Parker is going to be there. So please, I'm inviting you, I'm employing you, listen this.
It's been an incredible conversation so far. I've been very blessed. I'd love to get into, so you're studying, right? Firstly, what led you to study psychology?
What led me to study psychology? I think, funnily enough, it was probably my childhood and everything I'd gone through, and then starting therapy and, you know, going and seeing a therapist. I think it probably opened me up to kind of that way of thinking.
So you came from like a genuine place wanting to support others initially, and then a transition to real estate.
Yeah, it's very strange.
That's not strange. I'm intrigued by it.
Even I'm still intrigued by that one. My love was psychology and my love is psychology. However, I was a single mom in their rental market in Sydney, and I was looking down the barrel of graduating as a psychologist and working, like, say, landing a job at the time that, you know, probably would have been $50,000, $60,000, like even nowadays, like, you know, when you graduate from university as a psychologist, you know, you may be walking into, if you're lucky, $70,000 or so. And I was a single parent, and I'm like, how am I going to put food on the table with this? So I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that, you know, have genuine loves, like certain areas that, you know, they enjoy studying or they'd want to work in. And through life circumstances, it's just not going to marry up. And so I finished my undergraduate psychology and then started my postgraduate a few years after, and just recognized that I would not be able to provide for my son if I worked as a psychologist, that I just would not, as a single income family, be able to bring in the bucks. And I think that's what, you know, it was that survival, the mother's survival instinct, so to speak, that I went, I need to think outside the box here. What do I do? Like, it just won't cut it. So the long and the short, it actually propelled me into business. That's where I kind of went, you know, I didn't even realize that I had any goods with business, but that's where.
Can I be rude and interrupt you there? But you said something, and I was making marks while you were talking to Matt. You say you like to change the world, and then your supervisor, PhD, he told you if you want to change the world. Can you just briefly tell me, not to just me, but to our listeners, what does it mean for you, changing the world?
What does changing the world mean
to you? Apart of me losing weight and unmet, you know, like being blonde and all this.
I've wanted to make an impact. And that's not an impact as it from my ego. So that's not about me wanting to be known or people liking me or people knowing me. I want to be able to create positive change in some capacity. And maybe that does come from the turbulence of my childhood and me wanting to utilize that in some capacity to improve the life of others, that it doesn't have to be, you know, everything that I've gone through and it go to waste, that surely there can be good that comes from that. So how can I utilize what I've gone through and what I know to give other people either hope or an easier way of
and
living
or
something like
that.
Did
you find a way how to deliver this? Still working on this
I'm
one?
Still, you know what? I have an end goal. You know, you have your like what you want to do at the end. And so I go, I have this business and obviously I have bills to pay, etc. You know, I have a business because I need an income. But I actually want to build it into something where it allows me to be a bit of an industry leader. Why? Not because of my ego, not because I want to be an industry leader per se, but if you get high enough up the food chain, you have a little bit of power, and with that power, it gives you the ability to factor widespread
change. Can I make a prophecy for you? First of all, before I do the prophecy for you, I want you to start saying yes. Okay.
Yes,
Mario. Like I like to quote a good friend of mine, but he's not with us in studio, Matthew Caruana, who said in the beginning of the show, yes, I want you to be the industry leader. There's no shy to saying this, you know. I'm just telling you quickly. When I was in the military, I saw the people and I was always on the back and said, nah, I don't want the rank, I don't want this. And I saw the people coming and grabbing for ranks, you know, and they become the so-called leaders, whatever it is, before the combat. When combat starts, they relinquish everything to me. Then I say, I wanted to be the leader. Why can't I be the leader? So I want you to start doing this, you know, to build. And I believe a good step for this, it is today, your appearance on this radio show. I think it's a great step to people know who Kitty Parker is, and that truly you have the potential. You have a story, not compelling story, not a marketing, not a glitter smile and Hollywood walk, whatever it is. It's a raw, rough life story. and you deserve to be the leader. And I like to you start saying yes, as Matt said, beginning Matt, we say yes, it's necessary to say. So I want you to be the leader. So my prophecy is that I will see you by the end of the year as a truly recognized leader in this market. Now, which leads us to another topic. So you wrote a book, or you still write a book?
The book is finished. The book is officially
finished.
You share with us?
I can tell you a little bit. So I'm just going to
We will not tell nobody. Okay, we are just the three of us here,
and like 1.2 million listeners. But it's all good. Maria, I'm just going to backtrack to what you said about industry leadership, and just add that the reason I would like to be an industry leader is not because I per se want to be an industry leader, but because getting to that point then allows me to action so many of the projects that I want to action. And one is, I really want to be an instigator in overcoming homelessness in this country. And I know that the social housing system here leaves a lot to be desired. You know, obviously housing affordability in capital cities, especially Sydney and Melbourne, leave a lot to be desired. And I go, there has to be another way where we can combine corporate and government to really make a difference when it comes to homelessness in
and
this country.
My prophecy comes
and
across
that
it.
Will come from me being an industry leader and being able to influence policy, influence government, and be able to pitch and go to the corporate arena with some credibility behind me to actually do this. So the reason I want all that is not for me and my ego, but because I feel that that will enable me the greatest ability to action true change.
It's amazing.
That's the only reason I want to do that.
It's amazing because it's coming from such a heart-driven place, a purposeful place that's driving you there. It's not coming from... I can see it's not coming from ego. And do you see that much, though, in your industry? Ego driving goals, ego driving business, ego driving, you know, in policy even. Do you see that much?
I think... for most of us, we'd agree that the real estate industry has a little bit of an image issue. There's a stigma there. And I do see that it could do with a makeover. And there are some wonderful, truly wonderful people in the real estate industry.
I'm inviting you right now. Don't be angry at me. Be aggressive.
Go, Mario.
Yeah, so... I recently became ambassador for the very beautiful foundation, Shining Light Foundation, which it is about homeless people. So in the next couple of weeks, the other guests coming, the head, the CEO of this charity is coming here. And I would like to invite you, to have a discussion in this studio about homelessness, right? So let's go make it something explosive, right? Let's go kill it, Q&A and 3AW and all the radio stations and TV's shows, because this is a unique opportunity. Would you accept this one?
Absolutely.
That's done. So,
it'd be my pleasure.
So Matt and I are going to inform you. So it's going to be even earlier because that guest coming, I think, 4 weeks' time, together with Trade Commissioner of Israeli Embassy in Australia. So it's going to be very interesting to, have the three of you guys talking about homelessness, so how they're fixing homelessness in Israel, and he's from the Israel Embassy. But further that, so book. Talk us about book.
The book. In short, the book is actually on property. Funnily enough, it's a book, and it comes about because I am so tired of hearing the stereotype, I've missed the boat getting into the property market, that everyone thinks they need to have multiple six-figure incomes to even remotely get into the property market. And so this book, it's not just about busting myths, but it's actual strategies. So I've dedicated each chapter to a different vehicle, a different strategy to getting into the property market. And each chapter is open to everyday Aussies. So this is not, you don't need $1 million, you don't need even
six figures.
So you
are actually tearing apart every stereotype in this country, because I was thinking to take it like this, you buy the home renovating and everything else, and then six-figure this and you need a superannuation. It's like, it doesn't make a sense. You know what I mean? Like, would I really need to give all my money out? Yay. So it's like, Ladies and gentlemen, listening live, 90.5 Business Insights with Mario and Matt. And Matt, the partner in crime, is going to lead us to the break. And this is the last break before we wind up the show with our awesome guest, Kitty Parker. Come on our website, alive905.com.au, today after 6:30 p.m. and you're going to hear this interview as a podcast under the section Business Insights with Matt and Mario. Time to take a break.
All today's hits and yesterday's favourites.
Alive 90.5.
Remember, I'll be the one you won't forget.
The bigger they are, the harder they fall. This biggity boy's a diggity dog. I have them like Miley Cyrus clothes on, twerking in their bras and thongs. Timber, face down, booty up. Timber. She won't, but I bet she will. Timber.
Swing your partner round and round. End of the night, it's going down. One more shot, another round. End of the night, it's going down. Swing your partner round and round. End of the night, it's going down. One more shot, another round. End of the night, it's going
down. It's going down. I'm yelling timber. You better move. You better dance. Let's make a night you won't remember.
Anything, club jumping like LeBron now. Bowl it, order me another round. Homie, we about to clown. Why? Cause it's about to go down.
Swing your partner round and round. End of the night is going down. One more shot, another round. End of the night is going down. Swing your partner.
You're listening to beautiful voice. My name is Matt Caruana, and on my part in crime, Mario Becker started. So it's like we have a few minutes there. Matt, perhaps you want to lead towards the end to wind up the show. So with our guest Kitty Miles.
Absolutely.
Kitty Barker from Kitty Miles.
Yeah. So who would be your ideal client? Who would come to you? Why would they come to you? I'm curious, Kitty. Who and why would you help with your heartfelt, heart-driven why?
But it costs the money.
Oh my goodness, you're too funny. My ideal client, This sounds a bit silly, but my ideal client is someone that is open to teamwork. That I always work best with people that have good communication and understand that this isn't a project you just hand over to a buyer's agent and then go MIA. That it really is about teamwork and open communication and working together to really deliver a great outcome. But beyond that, who is my ideal client? Literally, the cross spectrum of clients I deal with, I couldn't even put into like a category of, oh, this is my general client. But from a heartfelt perspective, I tend to enjoy helping clients that I feel don't feel like they're serviced by other more generic buyer's agencies. So right. I get a lot of, say, queer couples coming to me, and I think sometimes they're nervous going to a general corporate company because maybe they'll be judged or maybe they won't be understood on a heartfelt level. So I deal with, yeah, a lot of people, queer couples. I deal with a lot of single parents, which again, I think they may feel like, you know, we want to go to Kitty because she'll understand that, you know, my company is really about diversity and inclusion and speaking to people and clients that aren't really serviced by the general mainstream, you know, real estate industry, so to speak. So I tend to like the quirky people that I feel, I don't want to say I'm the underdog, that's probably the wrong way of putting it, but, you know, let's call them the underdog, the people that you wouldn't think, you know, would generally be buying property, or the people that you wouldn't feel just mainstream operators with yes. service. And I like them. Like, so when I had a single mom that was mature age that was wanting to buy a property for her 27-year-old son, and the mom was renting, she'd never owned a property, and she'd saved up a bit of money as a deposit, and she wanted my help to get her son a little one-bedroom apartment to kind of break that generational cycle so her son could actually be a homeowner. Yeah. And I go, I remember that. I go, that was good. You know, I really...
That must be very rewarding when, you know, you achieve something for somebody, you know.
Oh, can I imagine what that feels like?
You must feel the same when you're talking to all these high school students.
I do.
When they come to you, maybe say to you like, okay, I was feeling suicidal, and but then I discover I can do more for my life. Isn't you feel that way as well?
Yeah, when people come up to me and I don't know, they'll share, Matt, you inspired me. Some people say, Matt, you've changed my life. Matt, you saved my life even. That reaches so far deep into my heart.
But I still don't understand what the freak you're doing 4 o'clock in the morning in the gym, man. Aren't you supposed to sleep? 4 o'clock in the morning in the gym. I was like, look at you. I just thought, like, oh my God, this guy is just...
Don't worry, Matt. I'm there at 6 o'clock, so I'm with you, mate.
I'm doing 6 p.m. with the senior citizens. But Kitty, what do you think about the current house market, and what do you think is going to continue trend of the pricing goes up, or are we expecting maybe something more sinister?
This is the geeky side of me that's going to come out. Okay. I actually think the housing market is going to continue to surge. Mm-hmm. Really nationally, I think in each capital city, we're going to continue to see growth.
Yeah.
I feel that what is most likely going to occur to stabilize that will be the Reserve Bank of Australia lifting interest rates. I think the squeeze is going to be put on them. Government bonds, government yields are costly, and I feel the Reserve Bank will struggle with maintaining themselves as a business and a lender with debt being more and more costly. I think they're going to have to lift interest rates. I know they've said no at the moment, but I think they will have to.
You and I, we can't take the place together. Sorry about this. So, ladies and gentlemen, that was another episode of the Business Insights with Mario and Matt. And I'd like to say thank you, Matt, for being the awesome co-host and the part in crime of this radio show. And our guest in studio, Kitty Parker from Kitty and Miles. So, Kitty, before we finish the show, if somebody want to reach your agency and, you know, inquire about, you know, buying properties, you know, what did you call this one you're selling? No, you're buying. What is called the agent? agent of selling, or how did you say it was?
Specialist buyer's agent, or specialist buyer's advocate. So I'm a property buyer's advocate.
So I'm sorry, but my English is not good. So can you just name of your company, how the people can reach your company or yourself?
Yes, it's Kitty and Miles. So it's www.kittyandmiles.com.au. You can find us on Facebook, on LinkedIn, on Instagram, on Twitter, etc., etc. So we are out there.
And Matt, you just whispered me in a break that everybody who contacted Kitty and Miles and inquire is going to get a 10% discount to the intellectual property services. Kitty, thank you very much.
Oh, well, you know what? No, you know what? I'll honor that. I'm good for my word. I will honor that. If you say it, listeners out there, if you come to me and you go, I heard you through Mario and Matt, and I'll be like, the 10% discount is yours.
Matt, you're going to get our property through that. Kitty, thank you very much for being our guest in
the
studio today.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
And Matt, maybe you can just wind up the show.
Up the show, absolutely. One last thing, though. I do want to ask, what's your success rate so far?
100%.
Can't get better than that,
can't
guys.
Can't get better than that. Kitty and Miles, please contact Kitty Parker, kittyandmiles.com.au, and you'll be glad you did it. This is another episode of The Business Insights with Matt and Mario on Live 90.5. Go website later, 6:30 p.m. And you can hear this awesome story. And Kitty, she's going to be with our guests very shortly with another guest. We talk about homelessness. And, of course, you're going to hear Matt more about her book later.
Stay tuned.
You'll be glad you did it.